Live from WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. Climate scientists caution against linking any single weather event to climate change, but they say the phenomenon does mean extreme weather is more likely, be it hurricanes or flooding. Sea levels are also rising. Birmingham Watch has launched a year-long series on how climate change is affecting Alabama, and they start with the Alabama coast. WBHM's Andrew Yeager spoke with reporter Hank Black, who explains Alabama's Dolphin Island is kind of a canary in the coal mine.
The effect of the heavier storms and of the rise of the seas is actually diminishing, particularly the western end of the island. Some say that in 40 years or so, the west end of that island will no longer exist. It'll be underwater, along with the million-dollar vacation homes and rental properties. And there'll be a great loss to Alabama, because that's been a favorite vacation spot for many, many, many years.
What is the discussion like on Dolphin Island, given that they're facing this possibility over the next several decades?
The city council there and the mayor have passed an ordinance limiting how much of a property lot could be clear cut of trees. And the trees, of course, hold the sand and keep the island stable. Yet the mayor admits that there are no good answers. And in the future, you know, he can see the island kind of, it'll lose a lot of the property tax base. And so they're trying to develop the higher end, more elevated end of the island.
You spend some time looking at Alabama's oyster industry. What did you find there?
It's clear that the oyster, wild oyster industry, where people would go out in their boats to the public reefs and harvest with tongs or, in some cases, dredging, that industry is pretty much collapsed.
And do we know what's the cause of that? Because, you know, certainly there's overfishing, there are things that aren't climate-related, but do we know the climate effects on the oysters?
Part of it is the heavier rainfall and heavier storms that wash fresh water into the bay, diminishing the salinity of the waters, and also that brings more pollution from upstream. I mean, runoff from farms, sewer overflows, these all result in a diminishing the health of the bay. Warming waters leaves less oxygen in the water, for one thing. The bottom, very bottom of the bay is, in a lot of cases, devoid of oxygen.
Don't want to be completely dour in this conversation, mm-hmm. because you did look at a few places where people are trying to fight the effects of climate change along the coast. One of that is in Bayou La Batterie. I mean, what did you see happening there?
Using Restore Act funds.
The BP oil spill settlement.
Right. There is an effort, in that case, by the Nature Conservancy and the Alabama State Department of Conservation and Natural Resources and others to reconstruct some of the marshland that was lost in order to provide habitat for the birds and other wildlife and aquatic life, and also to provide a buffer against storms that are becoming more intense and creating more storm surge.
Were there themes, as you think back to the conversations you had around this from folks along the coast?
There's still a reluctance for people to talk about climate change in a way that is in any way constructive. I talked to one oyster farmer on the western shore whose son is a real estate agent down on the coast, and they can't talk about this subject. I mean, the oyster farmer understands what's going on, tries to improve what he can and mitigate what he can, but they can't talk about it because his son won't acknowledge that his business might be built on sand, if you want to say. So he cannot acknowledge to the people he's selling to that this property might not be there in another 30 years.
That was Birmingham Watch reporter Hank Black. He spoke with WBHM's Andrew Yeager. You can find the entire series on climate change in Alabama at birminghamwatch.org.